Get out.
The McDonald's Dubbo in Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love. Can we be friends?
Pippa and Jimmy.
Just realised we're actually halfway to summer. We're already halfway through spring.
Oh, PTL. Praise the Lord, as they say.
And shout out to the guys in Kununurra in Northern Territory.
That's Kununurra.
Kununurra.
Unreal, mate. You are dead set unreal with the names that you come out with.
Okay. The reason I mentioned them, it's going to be 41 degrees there today.
Yeah, today.
So that's why I was giving them the shout out, obviously.
Great. I'm so glad we've got so many listeners in Kununurra.
I went for Kununurra because it didn't sound as rude as Kununurra.
Kununurra. Does it sound rude? There's nothing rude about Kununurra. You've got a filthy mind. That's what's wrong with you.
Shush up. It's 6 in the morning.
What in the world is up, Dubbo, in the Central West?
How was your weekend, by the way?
Mate, it was fantastic.
Yeah?
Sensational.
I heard you went out to a farm yesterday.
Oh, did you? Where'd you hear that?
From you. You texted me.
Oh, right. Okay.
You said making my way to the farm.
Yeah, I did go to a farm yesterday. I had a great time.
Haven't been to a farm in a while.
Got out in the red dust. Got my shoes a bit dirty.
What are the farms like these days?
Got some bindies in my feet. Yeah, they're great. Nothing like a bit of fresh air out in the open.
You know what I can't stand? Those little, like, they're not even bindies. They're, like, little bits of wood that stick in your
feet.
Little
bits of wood, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
They're hectic bindies. They're, like, oh, what are the cat heads?
That's
what they're called.
Oh.
Mate, they sting like a banshee. Oh. Yeah. No, I didn't get any. Got some of them in the bottom of my shoe, but none in my feet, thank goodness.
Oh, lucky day.
Squealing like a girl.
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. On the show today, we have, who do we speak to from the block?
Well, we're speaking with Clint from the block today.
Can you update me with what's happening on the block before?
I will, before we chat to him. Yeah, that's right. What do you mean you missed last night's episode? I thought that was his second favourite show after Bachelorette.
No, I don't watch.
That's all right. Lucky I'm here. Can update you because they revealed their studios last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big room reveal.
I don't do reality TV, by the way.
What do you mean? You totally do reality TV.
For Survivor and The Bachelorette.
You're one of these blokes that bangs out reality TV and then is hooked.
Yeah.
Like a sugar addict.
I am.
You
hooked.
Can't get enough.
We're going to play You in the Animal Zoo, 13, 12, 16. If you want to play right now, though, Sam Smith, Too Good at Goodbyes.
You must think that I'm stupid.
Hit 93.5 with Imagine Dragons Thunder. Morning, Dub on the Central West. Pippa and Jimmy on the airways. Hey, we're speaking with a fella, what's his name, Sticks or something from the block?
No, it's Clint. Completely different house. It's Hannah and Clint, Sticks and Womba. For God's sake, get on board, mate.
Sorry. Okay, Clint from the block. We're going to speak with him after 8:30 this morning.
Yeah, we are.
On the show.
Get all the goss and the juiciness.
Yeah, fantastic.
Now, you were telling me the other day about a favourite food that you have that I found very unusual.
As a favourite.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to say favourite, I expected more of a classic to come out of you rather than just something so obscure.
Like what? Like a cheeseburger or a pizza?
Yeah, exactly. A Big Mac, whatever. You know? No, it wasn't any of those.
Spag bowl,
roast dinner, steak veg, chicken parma, anything like that.
Well, obviously my current favourite food would have to be altered by the fact I'm on the vegan fad diet.
Are you still on that?
Yeah, I'm still gone by.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, mostly.
You'd changed to pescatarian last time I checked in with you.
Actually, I did have some prawns on a Domino's yesterday. So,
Right.
So it's like, it's a flexitarian sort of thing. Like some days it's vegan, some days it's pescatarian.
Are you repeating me again? Because I actually came up with the term flexitarian for your diet.
Yes,
and now you're claiming that as your own term.
I am. I'm repeating you.
Yeah.
What does that word mean again?
When a man repeats what a woman says. Heapeating. You're a herpeater.
Yeah, exactly.
Chronic herpeater.
So my favourite food is tofu pad thai.
That is so random.
That's so good.
Why is it so good?
With extra pad thai sauce as well.
Right, tofu pad thai.
Now, before anyone calls and says, there's fish sauce in that, so it's not vegan, it's part of my pescatarian
that's
diet.
That's the first thing I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's what immediately came to mind.
Don't call 13, 12, 16 and tell me there's fish sauce. I know.
We've all got an unusual favourite food, though. So 13, 12, 16, we're wanting to know, do you have an unusual favourite food?
Well, what's your favourite food?
Look, I could eat spaghetti bolognese every day of my life.
That's pretty normal.
But probably an unusual, a food that I've always got to have in my fridge is hummus.
Hummus?
Always got to have it there, just at all times.
What are you, Middle Eastern?
I just hoe through it like nobody's business.
Oh, I was over in the Middle East last year. And
dips, crackers, so good. Just have got to, and then if somebody pops in, you just whip out a bit of hummus. Perfect.
Actually, that's right.
There's nobody I know that doesn't like hummus. So it's actually probably not that unusual, if you didn't really think about it.
Do you have an unusual favourite food when someone says to you, what's your favourite food, and you say X, Y, Z, and they go, really?
I get a few raised brows.
I haven't heard that one as a favourite before. 13, 12, 16, give us a call.
4 weeks, four of the world's hottest acts.
How good is that one? Atomic Kitten, Hole Again.
Oh, so good. I haven't heard that in yonkers.
722 on Hit 93.5, 15 degrees, and we are looking for 27. We are talking unusual favourite foods. Pippa, you reckon my tofu pad thai is a bit of an unusual favourite food?
Yes, I do. I think it's a bit strange, a bit out of the box.
No spaghetti bolognese or pizza.
Didn't expect it.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, we're asking, what's your unusual favourite food? Christy, what's your unusual favourite food?
I'd have to say bread and butter cucumbers.
What? Bread and butter cucumbers, what is that?
It's like a pickle, but you get it from the long life section where the mustards and stuff are at Woolies.
And they're in a jar and they're in sort of some liquid with kind of some little herbs and, you know, they're a bit fermented, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit, but they're great. I love them.
Love them. So you can have them on crackers, can't you, Crystal, with a bit of cheese? That's always a good option.
Yeah, that and just on top of a salad or on a wrap. I pretty much put them on anything.
Crystal, I actually have to agree with you. Bread and butter cucumbers aren't bad. They're quite tangy.
Yeah, they're good.
Do they taste anything resembling bread and butter?
No, not at all.
No. Well, why do they call them bread? Yeah.
Why would you think that, Jimmy?
Why would they call them bread and butter cucumbers, Crystal?
I'd say it's probably just because that's maybe what they're soaked in before they go in that vinaigrette type liquid.
Maybe.
I don't know. You got to try them, Jimmy. They're the bomb.
Okay, I'll try them just for you, just because it was a recommendation from you.
Thank you.
No worries at all. Thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate that. 13, 12, 16, we are asking right now, what is your unusual favourite food?
Mel's messaging on the Facebook page saying, my son likes jam, cheese and chicken meat sandwiches.
Jam, cheese, chicken.
Chicken and cheese, that's fine. Putting the jam on there, that's a bit of a curveball.
Well, you know what? When you think about it, though, jam's just full of sugar. The same as, like, say, barbecue sauce or tomato sauce. They're just full of sugar.
Yeah.
Just like adding sweetness to it.
Jam. But what kind of jam? Like a strawberry jam? I don't know. Yeah, it's a bit weird. Jody, Smith's chicken chips and banana sandwiches or Granny Smith apples with Vegemite. Now, that one I could possibly get on board with. Granny Smith apples with Vegemite. Because you do a Granny Smith apple dipped in peanut butter for people who eat peanut butter. Not that I would know, being anaphylactic to peanuts.
I've never heard of this.
Granny Smith apples dipped in Vegemite. I'm pretty sure that's a thing that people do.
What colour are the Granny Smiths? Are they the green ones?
They're green.
And you dip them in Vegemite?
Yeah, smear a bit of Vegemite on them.
No, because...
Have you never done that?
No.
Have you ever done it with peanut butter?
No, peanut butter in like the celery stick, that's fine.
Yeah, but peanut butter with apple, people do that. That's a thing.
Ew.
But I reckon they could also do it with Vegemite.
No, that's not cool.
A bit too crazy for you, mate. You just stick to your tofu pad thai.
You know what else I like?
What?
Escargot. Snails.
Oh, you're so cultured with your escargot.
Garlic butter, of course.
Your roasted snails. Delicious. Oh, I love them on a plate.
Meet you on the air now without you. Morning. You said that we would always... We do it all thanks to Australia's most popular barista made at coffee. Check it out, Mick Cafe, right now. Morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy on the air, 16 degrees and 7:42. Stand by, talking to Clint from the block after 8:30 this morning. Right now, though, Pippa, got to give a shout out to all the hard-working young lads and laddesses in year 12 at the moment who are going to start the HSC today.
Oh, it's a big day, isn't it?
Oh, it's a huge day. I remember my first day of the HSC.
Mm-hmm.
It was around this time of the year, obviously.
Sure.
And we did the English exam in a big hall.
Yep.
And we all went in there and sat down, and everyone was really nervous except for me because I didn't really care.
Okay. So English was not your forte?
Oh, none of the subjects.
Right, okay. Have you got any hot tips?
Hot tips, yep. So I've written I've written up some hot tips on how to survive the HSC.
Right.
How to make yourself feel better in there and just how to ace it, really.
Oh, good.
Yeah, ace it. So, okay, my first hot tip for anyone out there doing the HSC today. Now, this isn't good for today because it's English today, but when you get to the maths section.
Right.
Just if you're struggling to remember an equation like X plus Y equals Z, for example, just jot it down in a biro on the hand. Just
X, on the inside of your hand?
Just on the inside of the hand. And then what you do is during the exam, there we go. There's the equation.
Right. So essentially you're asking cheat. By writing a note on the hand. Isn't that what they call that?
No, I don't think writing on a body part's cheating, is it?
Oh, I don't know. What if you get it tattooed there? Actually, there's an idea. Cheating, it's permanent ink on my body. It just so happens that it was that equation. Sorry.
Dumb.
You're going to not let me do the HSC now.
Yep, no, HSC out of the window.
You're going to discriminate me because I've expressed my individuality on my body. Okay, so write the equation on your hand. Yep. What's your next hot tip?
Hot tip number two. If you're still struggling with the equation,
okay,
ask Siri on your phone. Hey Siri, what's X plus Y equals Z again? And then say, I'm just Googling that.
Siri, if I've got 54 tomatoes and somebody buys 23 at 99 cents a kilo, how many do I have left?
Yeah.
She'll probably know, actually.
Yeah, because you're surely allowed, it's 2017, surely you're allowed phones in exams,
surely.
Aren't you?
Well, yeah. They've got a calculator on there. What if you've got a trigonometry problem you need to solve?
Trigonometry problem.
Exactly.
In Siri. Number three, of course, if you're in one of those maths exams where you're not allowed a calculator, where it's just like the basic questions, calculator watch. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. I like that.
You got the watch on your calculator.
Are they still made?
I don't know. When I was a kid, there was calculator watches.
Have you still got one?
I think so. Home somewhere, yeah.
Great. Just
five plus six equals 7.
What are you doing?
Seven.
I'm just checking the time. Just making sure how much time I've got left to do the equation.
It's currently 45 over 7.
Exactly.
And then number four, this one's just a throw everyone else off, so you win.
Yeah.
Take in some tuna and smelly fish and eat it while you're doing the exam. Everybody else will be like, and that'll be off, and then you'll win the exam. You'll come first.
I didn't know you could win exams.
Oh, can't you?
I didn't know.
I've never won one before, so I'm not sure.
Well, maybe that's because you're a flexitarian and you didn't take in smelly fish.
I didn't take in smelly fish. Oh, I wish I took in smelly fish. So
you're welcome, Dubbo on the Central West, your guide to acing the HSC with Jimmy's hot tips.
It's the top four.
Yeah, top four tips.
Top four tips. That's Do you have any hot tips?
Look, I would say, in all honesty, life goes on after the HSC. I know right now it feels like your whole world. Relax, calm down, life goes on. If you flunk a couple, it's going to be okay.
Great.
You can always end up hosting a radio show.
Morning. Sometimes you got to drink. Hit 93.5, Pippa and Jimmy. Morning, Dubbo on the Central West. Hope you're having a great Monday so far. Kicking your week off with the bang. 13-12-16, give us a call anytime, any reason. Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. On the air with us now from Channel 9's hit TV show, The Block, the biggest show in the country at the moment. His name's Clint. How you doing, Clint?
Hey, buddy. How's things?
Yeah,
Clint,
really,
so we're doing very well. Now, you were just saying to us earlier off air, you're actually at your house at The Block now just doing some last-minute backyard repairs. What's going on?
Yeah. No, I'm just making sure the irrigation's appropriate. So I'm making sure that all the grass is mowed and all the plants are watered. And make sure that, because we've got our spa and all the grass screening, so cleaning it all.
You guys have the spa. You're guys with the spa, aren't you?
Yeah. We're the young Renault rookies that put a spa in against everyone else's order.
Yeah, because that was in one of the one episode I watched, them criticising the spa.
You can tell which one of us really watches a lot of the show, Clint.
Yeah, I know.
Because you guys have got open houses this week. Everyone's coming through and having a sticky beak.
Yeah, we just had some open homes yesterday as well. So the public auction's about 6,000 people walked through our property.
Unbelievable.
And let's just say there's a couple of scuff marks that I need to attend to this morning as well.
Now, with that sort of stuff, do you have to use your budget, or they give you an extra budget for at the end of the show to be able to do that?
No, they open up the accounts again at Mitre 10 for us to, we're on first name basis with the local Mitre 10 reps.
Yeah, it's not, so not a bad connection
there,
to
we
have.
Grab the yeah, absolutely. So we pop down there, we grab the sandpaper, whatever paint we need from accents, any rollers, so we can attend to any defects that happen along the way from any events that we host. Here at the property.
Are you feeling like less of a Renault rookie now at the end of this process? And the question that my parents said when they first rent Renault, they said, you've got to do it once to know never to do it again.
Oh, so what, your parents never renovated again?
No, they did it three times after that. They're on their third go now.
Yeah. I reckon it's contagious. Hannah and I definitely got the bug and we can't wait to do our own project here because Hannah and I actually relocated to Melbourne just before we got on the show.
Wow.
So we're eyeing off some properties now around the Brunswick, Ascot Vale and, Pascavale and Flemington. So depending on how the outcome from the auction, we'll be buying here in Melbourne and, yeah, sinking our teeth into our own property.
Ready to hook in.
Reeks of a lot of effort to me, Clint.
Well, I'm lucky you'd be able to help me.
Yeah. No, thank you. Keep me off the list. I'll come down for a beer, a skewy or two.
Yeah, that's right. Meet you at the pub afterwards. You'll be great for that.
Yeah.
Mate, absolutely. 6 o'clock. Tools down.
Done. That is my favourite
part of the day.
That's
Jimmy's favourite time of the day. That's right. Clint, we cannot wait to see how your and Hannah's house fare on the block. You've done an amazing job being the rookies of the show. You've come so far and I'm wishing you all the best for a great result.
Oh, yeah, but Clint, before you go, mate, I will trying to settle the debate on the show earlier. Do you keep your toilet paper under or over when you put it on the rack? You know the roll?
I know the roll, but I'm just trying to process. You've actually asked me that question.
Yeah. Well, we asked Dubbo in the Central West that question. Oh, I tell you what, it's a fierce debate here across Dubbo in the Central West.
Really? I'm just thankful that Hannah puts a new roll on there because, we've got two young kids. So the kids know that they usually use half a roll when they're going to the toilet now. So.
And that might not even be when they go to the toilet. That's just for craft time.
Yeah, correct. All right, let's cut it short. I'm going to say over the top.
Great. Thanks for joining us, Clint.
See you guys.
Sorry, not sorry. Demi Lovato, 8:21, hit 93.5. We do it all thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air.
Hearts are going out to all the senior school students who are starting their HSC today.
Boring.
Seriously, I do not miss school, and I'm so glad I'm not sitting the HSC.
You know what my favourite thing about Year 12 was?
What?
Was when you were doing exams, once you'd finished the exam, you're allowed to leave.
Yeah, you felt like such a grown-up. You're like, oh, look, it's 10 a.m. I've got the rest of the day to myself.
And luckily, I've got my red peas as well, so I can go through Macca's drive
through. Just go hooning around. We'll be playing 10-pin bowling because I'm underage and can't do anything else. Yeah, those were the days.
After learning so much at school.
Exactly. Oh, but man, that was one of the most stressful times of my life, I reckon. People get really amped up about the HSC, especially teachers. Mm. Teachers will sit there and ram it down your throat that if you don't know this and if you don't pass this, if you don't get a good result, you will amount to nothing. Your life won't be worth living.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm here to tell you, life goes on.
Oh, really?
Everybody just simmer down. It's going to be okay.
Because I practically failed my HSC, but I'm still here.
I failed maths in grade 12.
Yeah.
I don't even think I scraped through. I think I got like 47% or something.
Oh, well, good effort. That's good effort, Pippa.
Thanks, mate. Maths was difficult for me.
We both did well. It took us about 8 or 9 years to get this job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So all is not lost is what we're saying
just a decade.
Exactly.
You just lose one
That's all
whole
it is.
Decade.
And it goes by like that.
Done.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
In the blink of an eye. But there's always something that you learn at school that at the time is super important that teachers are like, you need to know this. And then you never touch it again from the minute you walk out the school gate for the last time on the last day of grade 12. For me, it was trigonometry. I was doing maths A, which was like, people called it dumb maths.
Dumb maths.
Because it was what all the kids that were really slow did, and I was in that class. And man, I had my trigonometry calculator. I was trying to work out sine, cos, and tan. I tell you what, if I'm ever in a problem-solving situation now in 2017, not once do I go, oh, geez, I'm so glad I got my sine, cos, and tan calculator with me. You sell it for a bunch of cash after you finish school. You don't use it.
Oh, there's so many random things. Like, who cares if you know how to spell there, and there? Actually, maybe
unless you're constructing a sentence.
Yeah, then you might need a note.
Email etiquette. Yeah, be like, oh, this guy can't spell. Bit awkward.
There and there. I learned there, there and there about 2 years ago. So,
did you?
Yeah.
Well, good on you.
Let's open up the phone lines, though.
13, 12, 16. What was the thing that you learned at school that you've never used?
Give us a call. If you've learned something at school you never used, 13, 12, 16.
Hamish and Andy.
Hot Chili Peppers, Danny, California. This is Hit 93.5. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. As we go 31 minutes past 8, our apologies, a little bit late going into the news.
Scusi.
17 degrees, your current temperature. You're not going to need a jumper today because it's going to be a perfect 27 degrees. Unless you work in the Hit FM offices.
Oh, and it's set to Arctic temperatures.
So you definitely need a jumper then.
Frost coming off your nostrils. Seriously. We're asking on 13, 12, 16, what did you learn at school that you've never used since? This is a special edition for all the guys and gals starting their HSC today. If you're feeling a bit else stresso, don't despair, because it turns out there's a bunch of stuff that you actually won't need after you finish grade 12.
Let's hit the phone lines 13, 12, 16 right now. Crystal, what did you learn at school that you never, ever, ever used again?
How to dissect a heart or a frog or something.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. It's like, it's very specific, isn't it? Unless you're going to become a vet or a heart surgeon, there's no need for it.
I just couldn't understand it for the life of me, and I figured, why didn't we do something more practical, like learning how to fill out bank forms or something that we never seem to have got shown?
Crystal! You've cracked it. That's absolutely right.
You know what, Crystal? What about learning how to get as much tax back as possible? Learning how to you know, fudge those receipts a little bit.
I think that's when you learn to be a tax agent.
Oh, what about learning how to fold a fitted sheet? Nobody taught us that, did they? We're all in a world of trouble now.
I don't think there's anybody that could learn that.
Oh, no, it's too difficult, isn't it? Crystal, so you've never had to dissect a frog since leaving school. Is that what you're saying?
No, I haven't. I've looked for the opportunity, but never come across one.
Your school teachers would be shocked. Shocked and appalled. What do you mean
and
this curriculum
isn't relevant?
That's
probably the one thing I did pass.
Oh, great. Always the way.
Oh, Crystal, thanks so much for calling. 13, 12, 16. Right now, we're asking the question, what did you learn at school but you've never had to use since? Give
comments
us a call.
Coming in on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page. Katrina says, I've never had to use Pythagoras' theorem since school.
What even is Pythagoras'
Literally,
theorem?
Literally, that's the question I was going to ask. Couldn't tell you what it is. So really, how relevant is it really? Are you going to just draw a bunch of triangles on the ground for a living?
I think it's a thing where you've got a triangle and you put the square around the two bottom ones or the side ones and it lets you know how long the longest edge is.
You lost me at triangles and drawing.
Yeah. What is this, the Da Vinci Code?
Amy reckons just about everything. Monique says chemical equations. I've never had to use those. No, I've actually never had to work out what happens with to hydrogen when I mix it with peroxide. What? Actually, I do know what happens. Then your hair goes white.
Oh, no. Yes.
That's about as far as I know with my chemical equations.
Oh, 13, 12, 16. Kerry, what about you? What did you learn at school but never used again?
Bunsen burners. What were they for?
Oh, what was a Bunsen burner for, Kerry?
Other than setting the school on fire.
Oh, goodness. So you've never gotten your Bunsen burner out at home just to, like, cook up some nice fried tomato or something.
No Bunsen burners and no beakers.
That's exactly right. You're never cooking at home going, oh, gee, I wish I had a Bunsen burner right about now.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, keep the conversation going. 13, 12, 16. Hey, we've got to get to news. It's up next. Hit 93.5 with your Konski Wake Up Shake Up. Morning Dub on the Central West. Pippa and Jimmy on air and 13, 12, 16. Give us a call anytime, any reason. We'd love to hear from you. One of the biggest controversies of the past couple of weeks since the AFL Grand Final wrapped up, Pippa, was the Richmond nude photo scandal.
Yes, it was. So tell me if I've got the facts right. So a woman was photographed not wearing any clothes, but donning the AFL Grand Final medal, obviously one of the players. The player has snapped a photo of it and has leaked it.
Yep,
it's
that's
gone viral.
What's happened? As soon as the photo was taken, the woman realised the photo had been taken and she asked for it to be deleted immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So she immediately said, can you delete the photo, as she has said in the media?
Right.
And the photo wasn't deleted and it was sent out and all controversy has ensued.
Yes.
and it went head-to-head yesterday on Sport Sunday on Channel 9.
We talked about this briefly earlier last week, and, yeah, on Sport Sunday, definitely got very heated, and it was between Emma Friedman and Peter Fitzsimmons.
Yeah.
Fitzsimmons, Fitzy, they call him.
And this is what they had to say.
What do you say, Emma? What do you say in your Richmond colours?
Yeah, I am in Richmond colours this morning. My opinion on it, Peter, is don't take your clothes off, to be honest.
Oh, so it's her fault.
No.
I didn't say that, Peter. Well, you say she takes her clothes off.
No, if you're in a position where you think you might be put in a vulnerable position later on, for me, I wouldn't take my clothes off.
Neither would I.
Well, there you go.
But that's not... You're blaming the victim. What about Sally's view?
And don't put words in my mouth, thank you very much.
That was Fitzy and Emma Friedman on Sports Sunday yesterday. And now Emma Friedman has been accused of victim blaming and also of women shaming. What do you reckon about that?
Well, I feel for Emma Friedman because when this story first broke and you and I talked about it on air, I actually echoed Emma's sentiments and said, I wouldn't take my clothes off. And that's what I said at the time. And you thought that that was quite brazen of me to say.
I did because I thought just because a lady or a female, even a man, just because a human being takes their clothing off, just because someone else takes a photo of them, especially in the situation where she said, can you delete it straight away? She straight away asked for it deleted. It can be in no way her fault that someone committed an illegal act of distributing what is essentially revenge porn of her.
However, I do agree with Emma's sentiments because you've got to ask the question, how long were these two kind of, you know, in a relationship or whether or not they were having a fling or was a long-term relationship, who knows? If it was a total stranger and they'd never met before and it was a one-night thing, I think it's pretty risky to be taking your clothes off and because there's not really very much trust there, really. It's different if you're in a committed relationship and there's some familiarity there. However, I also would like to know, did she know that the photo was being taken? Was she posing and set up for it or was it just a cheeky snap that she didn't know about?
Well, I think she knew about it because from what she's claimed is she's immediately asked for it to be deleted.
So she knew the photo was taken.
She knew it was
at the
taken
time.
At the time.
And then as soon as she found out it had been posted, so she gave her consent for the photo to be taken. Okay, so that's the first thing. So I would wonder, I just don't know about that choice. And I don't really know the ins and outs of what that relationship was. If it was your boyfriend for 18 months or whatever, it's probably a different story to if you'd known the bloke 5 minutes, if you'd consent to get your kid off and have your photo taken.
Yeah, I just don't think in any way we can try and make someone, a man's illegal actions here okay just because a woman made a bad decision.
And I don't think that Emma is saying that this woman made a bad decision. I think the words probably were being put in a mouth a little bit there well because you have to think the tricky thing is women can't start shaming women about this, but you have to think, you know, was she inebriated at the time? Was she affected by alcohol? And would I be reacting differently if the girlfriend was my friend?
But do you think in any way that it was the girl's fault that a man committed a crime against her like that?
Do I think it's her fault? Because when things like this happen, we always look for someone to blame. Do I think it's her fault that it happened? No. Do I think it was a particularly wise decision to make? Probably not.
Understood.
That's my stance on
it. Yeah, no, definitely, definitely.
Think twice before you get your kid off.
Absolutely. No, I love what you have to say there. I know what you mean. And I think for Emma, maybe she was trying to say that, but it came across as she was just blaming the girl for taking her clothes
and
off.
I think, words might have been put in her mouth there.
Absolutely. Hit 93.5, Pippa and Jimmy on air this morning, 17 minutes past 8. Demi Lovato, Sorry Not Sorry. Morning. Hit 93.5, it's Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Hey, Pippa, big news broke yesterday after a panel discussion sort of erupted, if you might say, on Sports Sunday on Channel 9 yesterday.
That's right. It was all to do with the Richmond nude photo scandal between Peter Fitzsimons and Emma Friedman.
On air with us right now, it is Peter Fitzsimons. How are you doing this morning, mate?
Nice to chat.
Really good.
Peter, your comments yesterday on Sports Sunday with Emma Friedman caused a lot of controversy about the Richmond nude photo scandal. And now Emma has sort of been claimed that she was victim shaming and women shaming. Do you think that she was?
Look, Emma took a view and I took a view. We're a robust panel discussion, and she took a view that I think is taken by about half of Australia, and I took a view that was taken by about half of Australia. And in our 2 views, you know, we represent a divergence of opinion. My strong view is that the woman has no case to answer whatsoever, that we need to live in a world where if the woman wants to take a top off, it's her damn business. It's nobody else's damn business. And whatever else we can say, she has no case to answer to the AFL. She has no case to answer to to Richmond. She has no case to answer to the law. You know, a woman can take a tamp top off, I can take my top off. It's not anything against the law. And what the fellow did is against the law. You can't circulate photos like that. You can't pass photos on that. She made it absolutely clear she did not want that photo taken to circulate it. You know, she wanted it deleted. He said he deleted it and then he retrieved it from the deleted folder.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Peter, I'm a big fan of yours. Love watching you on Sports Sunday. And yesterday, I couldn't have agreed with you more on what you said, especially in response to Emma. But do you think potentially that she had just sort of minced the way she was saying it? Do you think it's okay for someone to say you shouldn't be involved in risky behaviour? Because we can take it back to 2006, and I was looking at an article earlier where a leader of a large religious group in Australia said, you know, women shouldn't be showing off their breasts like their meat, and that's encouraging sexual assault. Do you think it's in the same category?
I don't think Emma's at all in the same category. And Emma, I think she released a statement last night noting that she's a very strong feminist. But, you know, those comments back in 2006 were absolutely outrageous. I mean, I'll leave Emma and her remarks yesterday totally out of this and just go to that genre of attack where you say that women wearing short skirts on streets at midnight, if they get sexually assaulted, that old line is, you know, they're asking for it. Well, no, they are bloody well not. Mm. They have a right, women have a right to dress as they please. And it's for us, it's for society to sort ourselves out, that women can dress the way they like, just as the way men can dress the way they like. It's not that, you know, it is the equivalent, and I did this on Twitter with somebody who was alleging that. It is like saying that somebody who's killed on the roads at midnight by a drunk driver, it's their fault. They shouldn't be on the roads at midnight when drunk drivers are about. No, it's the fault of the drunk driver. They shouldn't be drinking and driving. You know, so you go back to who's at fault here. We don't blame the victim.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think women need to be wise when they think about taking their clothes off, though, Peter?
Sure, but the issue on our sports panel yesterday was, you know, should the AFL act? Should the Richmond act? Absolutely, they should act.
Absolutely.
And the woman in question has no case to answer to them. She's not responsible to them. And you know, the woman in question, we don't know the ins and outs of the details, but we do know two things. She did not want that photo circulated.
Yeah.
You know, she wanted it deleted. And the guy said he deleted it.
Absolutely. Peter Fitzsimons, thank you so much for joining us on Hit 93.5 this morning.
Thank you, fun.
Absolute legend, that fella, off the lead story of the day after Emma Freedman has been accused of women bashing and victim blaming.
Yes, victim shaming, women shaming. Yeah, I definitely don't think that she was.
Yeah.
I think she was, putting a bit of hot water there. Because I think that, her opinion possibly was not fully being able to be expressed
moment. We work in media, so we understand sometimes it's a bit hard to fully get your point across because, you know, you have political conversations with your friends and they can go for hours.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to sum it all up in a 30-second grab sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
25 words or less or 140 characters in the case of a tweet.
We thank Peter so much for coming on the air. It's amazing to have him on this morning. We're a couple of minutes over time, so we're going to have to love you and leave you.
That's right. Have a great day, guys. Thanks for joining us and we'll see you all again tomorrow. Bye. Bye.